Nath, last week, 470 pilot whales were discovered beached at Macquarie Harbour in Strawn. An incredible effort. Whale rescue volunteers and marine conservation experts were able to rescue 110 of those whales. Please welcome to the show now the Operations Deputy for the Incident and Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service Senior Ranger, Shelley Graham.
Shelley.
Shelley, I guess first things first, how are you? And also, how does this happen? This just breaks my heart. I chat to so many people, and that's the number one question, is just how does this happen?
Good morning. That is a good question. I wish we knew how it happened, but unfortunately, nobody knows how these things happen. They're a common occurrence, and they've been happening for many, many years, and nobody has worked out the exact cause yet. So the best we can do is just manage them on the ground when they do occur.
Shelley, do they often happen at this larger scale? Because I feel like this is just a huge amount of animals that are affected.
No, they don't. So Australian things vary in size. The species that we're dealing with at this stranding is a long-finned pilot whale. So they are a pod species, so they live in pods of up to 1,000 individuals. So it's definitely possible that this could happen in this scale, but it's the largest one that we've seen in Tasmania to date.
So how does this work, Shelley? Does someone report them, and then how do you get down there? How long does it take to get one whale off the beach? Like, what is the process?
Well, every whale stranding's different. They all have their different complexities, so you just need to assess it at the time. This one was a lot more complex than they could be, just because the whales had actually come into Macquarie Harbour. So there's a lot of complexities in the harbour with the sandbars and the narrow channels and the tides and currents. So the whales were first reported to be in the harbour a week ago, so last Monday. By the time we got crews here and assessed on the ground and tried to work out a plan, that's what we spent the first day doing. And from there, it was a matter of moving the whales out, and we did that relatively quickly once we got the first animal out and we worked out what we were doing, the best way of doing it, and we were pretty successful.
Shelley, as somebody, I'm assuming a lot of people listening would be in the same boat as myself and Jimmy, as people who have nothing to do with this kind of thing, no experience or no abilities in this kind of area, is there anything we can do to help? Is there any preventative thing we can do? Is there anything we can help out with when you've got that many animals impacted?
The best thing that people can do is to become trained in whale rescue. So the Parks and Wildlife Service do run training during the year for a first response whale rescue team. And when we do have an event, it's those volunteers that we're looking for that have already been trained that are the most helpful. So if people in the community hear of the training happening in their area throughout the year, make sure they attend one of those training sessions, and then they'll be really helpful in the unfortunate event that we do get a stranding.
Shelley, I hate to ask, but what happens to those whales that sadly didn't make it, that are still on the beach? What do you do with those whales?
Well, the whales that we have here that didn't make it, the deceased whales, are actually still within the harbour. So over the last week, our focus has been on rescuing the live whales, and we've been really successful with that. We've managed to get 110 out, released into the ocean. Wow. But now we do have the unfortunate task of cleanup. So we've really moved our focus now into the recovery of those deceased whales and getting them out of the harbour. So we need to do that for public safety reasons and also to protect the natural assets in the harbour. So we have over 300 that we're trying to remove. Wow.
Is it hard emotionally to see all these animals impacted? I mean, I know as somebody who's experienced and knows what they're doing, you're probably able to, I guess, separate those feelings. But for everyday people, is it hard to, when they're involved, to see that and separate their emotions from it?
Well, it is. It's definitely emotional. A lot of people have, a great attachment to whales. They do raise a lot of emotion in people. But when you're actually on the ground working in a stranding, you're just so focused on what you're doing, especially when you've got the live animals there that you're trying to save and release. You're focused on just trying to save them. So you're able to push past that and just focus on the task at hand and doing the best job possible.
Well, anything anyone can do now, Shelley, do you need more volunteers or is it just up to you guys to, I guess, get rid of those remaining whales that sadly didn't make it?
Yeah, we don't really need volunteers at this stage because unfortunately we are into that side of the operation where we're disposing of the deceased animals. So at the moment it's just our staff here and we're working really closely with the aquaculture companies. So Huon, Petuna and Tassel have been fantastic and their expertise and equipment to assist us to do that.
Well, Shelley, we really do appreciate your time. The Operations Deputy for the Incident Tasmania Parks and Wildlife Service Senior Ranger, Shelley Graham. We appreciate your time. All the best with sorting out the rest of all this.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.